Section 5 of the Spiritual Maxims of Brother Lawrence. This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. Of the means for attaining unto the presence of God. The first is great purity of life in guarding ourselves with care, lest we should do or say or think anything which might be displeasing to God. And with any such thing happens, in taking heed to repent thereof, humbly begging his forgiveness. The second is great faithfulness in the practice of his presence, and in the keeping of the soul's gaze fixed on God in faith, calmly, humbly, lovingly, without allowing an entrance to anxious cares and disquietude. Make it your study, before taking up any task, to look to God, be it only for a moment, as also when you are engaged thereon, and lastly when you have performed the same. And, for as much as without time and great patience, this practice cannot be attained. Be not disheartened at your many falls. Truly this habit can only be formed with difficulty. Yet, when it is so formed, how great will be your joy therein. Is it not right that the heart, which is the first thing in us to have life, and which has dominion over all the body, should be the first and last thing to love and worship God, both when we begin and end our actions, be they spiritual or bodily, and generally in all the affairs of life? It is here, therefore, in the habit of this gaze on God, that that which is needful to bring heart to this obedience, we must do as I have already said, quite simply without strain or study. Those who set out on this practice, let me counsel to offer up in secret a few words such as, My God, I am wholly thine. O God of love, I love thee with all my heart. Lord, make my heart even as thine, or such other words as love prompts on the instant. But take heed that your mind wanders not back to the world again. Keep it fixed on God alone, so that, thus subdued by the will, it may be constrained to abide with God. This practice of the presence of God is somewhat hard at the outset. Yet, pursued faithfully, it works imperceptibly within the soul, most marvellous effects. It draws down God's grace abundantly, and leads the soul insensibly to the ever-present vision of God, loving and beloved, which is the most spiritual and the most real, the most free and the most life-giving manner of prayer. Remember that to attain this state we must mortify the senses, inasmuch as no soul which takes delight in earthly things can take full joy in the presence of God. To be with him we must leave behind the creature. End of section 5.